And live from Studio K at KLOI LP FM 102.9, it's the Dead Air Gypsies.
Hello, children. This is your lady in blue. Would you like to take a trip with me on a magic carpet?
A magic carpet? I've never been on a magic carpet. Where would it take us?
Where would you like it to take us?
Could we take a trip around the world and visit all the other countries?
All right, let's go.
Oh, Lady in Blue, we're away up in the clouds. Where are we going first?
We've just crossed the Atlantic Ocean and we're coming to the British Isles.
What's that green country down there?
That's Ireland, the land of the shamrocks.
May we visit Ireland and listen to an Irish song?
If you like. Let's go down.
Hello, children. Hello, children. It's the Dead Air Gypsies. I'm not really hearing my vocal. Welcome to the Dead Air Gypsies. This is a occasional, spontaneous, raggle-taggle bunch of cast of characters. Today we have in the studio myself, Blue, and
are you motioning to me?
Yes, I'm motioning to you.
Oh, okay. That's my cue.
Are you asleep?
I'm sorry.
Yes, cue, not PGM, odd, tell, or assign. We have a new board here that we're working.
I can't wait to get my fingers on all those shiny buttons.
Let me introduce Scuzzy here. Scuzzy is our...
Thank you.
...is our resident technician here who might have to help me with the CD player that is not working right now for my little background music.
Blue, are you saying you have a system for me to analyze?
I do. Right this very minute.
I love analyzing systems.
I just opened and closed, and let's try again. There we go.
Oh.
Oh, there we go. Gotta get in the mode. So, the Dead Air Gypsies is a live call-in show. And the number down here is 360-468-3656. You can call in with your questions. We serve as an advice column and all sorts of things. Last week, Dirt Girl was with us, and I'm not quite sure where she is.
I'm really getting worried, Blue. She was wondering if she was going to be legal to go to the mainland. And I almost wonder if we shouldn't check into the, call the sheriff's department? Call the authorities? See if anything's happened to her? See if any dirty bodies have turned up? Any windowless 1985 Toyota pickup trucks? In the ditch? Dirt Girl!
Okay. I have the sounder here. I'm looking at the sheriff's report. All right. Sheriff's log, San Juan County Sheriff's Department reported responding to these calls. Oh, look. Here's something from Lopez. Three men among a group of a dozen bicyclists agreed to put their pants back on after a deputy confronted them about riding naked on Lopez Island.
Oh my!
Wearing only shoes, backpacks, and helmets.
At least they were wearing their helmets.
I know, it's good to be on the safe side of things.
Yeah.
The men were reportedly riding naked in celebration of the summer solstice when confronted near the intersection of Fisherman Bay and Dill Roads at about 3:30 p.m.
That doesn't sound like it has anything to do with Dirt Girl, but it sounds like it has a whole lot to do with chafing.
Definite chafing.
Maybe a bit of talcum powder.
That might alleviate that. Well, they did put their pants back on.
Well, that's excellent.
Yes, that was good of them. It was in the middle of the day, too. You don't know who's out at that time.
Do you know if it was spandex? Does it say?
No.
Oh.
It says riding naked.
Oh.
Okay, let me see. Here's another Lopez one. See if it has Dirt Girl written all over it. An ill-conceived game of golf and confrontation with the maintenance crew at the Lopez Island Airport prompted the arrest of a Ferndale man.
Ferndale?
Yeah, Ferndale.
Have you ever been there, Blue?
I haven't. I don't even know where it is.
I'm not exactly sure. I think it's part of Seattle. One of those loser cities outside of Seattle.
Loser cities?
Well, you know, not everyone who lives in a loser city is necessarily a loser. There's just a city that kind of suck compared to Seattle.
Oh, yeah. So Ferndale. So this Ferndale man from the loser city of Ferndale prompted the arrest of the Ferndale man from the loser city of Ferndale for disorderly conduct and driving without a license. The 33-year-old...
That's inexcusable.
I know. Driving without a license. But wait until you hear where he was driving without a license. The 33-year-old and a friend were... Do you think that could be Dirt Girl?
I don't know. Were they driving a 1985 Toyota pickup without a back window?
Wait a minute. They were reportedly teeing off and retrieving balls on a grassy area near the runway at about 4:30 p.m. This was 3:30 p.m., the naked bicycle riding.
Is it all on the same day? Was it a full moon?
It was solstice.
Oh, well, that explains a lot.
It does.
All the crazies just come out of the woodwork.
Yes, especially on this very unloser-like island.
Yes.
On solstice.
Especially. Solstice. Lots of crazies here.
So they were reportedly teeing off and retrieving balls on a grassy area near the runway at about 4:30 p.m. while planes were taking off. The Ferndale man, who reportedly drove a van onto airport property, faces a pair of misdemeanors as a result.
Completely inexcusable. I'm guessing that there was a little bit of Jack Daniels involved? A little Pabst Blue Ribbon?
I think so.
I stick to wine coolers myself. And only on the rarest of occasions.
It's good to stick to the safe stuff.
Fuzzy navel. Excellent.
Well, there is no Dirt Girl in this story.
Oh, concern it.
So I'm wondering if any of you out there know or have seen Dirt Girl. The last she was seen was in here at Studio K 2 weeks ago, asking the question. She was going to the mainland in a 1985 Toyota pickup truck. She was concerned that her back window was broken out and did not know if she was street legal to go to the mainland, and we're not sure.
She could be in a Mexican prison right now, getting devoured by rats.
She could be.
I hope not.
She could have been caught by the border patrol.
Oh my God. That's a whole can of worms right there.
It is a whole can of worms. They've been very busy over there in Anacortes.
You don't even want to mess with the feds.
No. So, if you can call in and tell us where you think you might have seen Dirt Girl, or maybe ponder and postulate about what you think she might be up to, call us here at Studio K at 360-468-3656. But if you're also seeking some technical advice...
Oh, I love tech support!
Or love advice?
I don't know. Blue, that might be your department, Blue.
It might be, but then again, it might not. But
I'll do my damnedest.
Okay. Well, please give us a call at 468-3656. We'll play a little music, and you can call in with your alter ego, and we'll try to get you on the air. Last week, we finally did it by the end of about 40 minutes. That is, got on the phone. So give us a call down here.
Thank you.
That number is 468-3656. Folks, if we've pressed the right buttons, we have Dirt Girl in the house. Dirt Girl, are you here? Uh-oh. Hold on. Technical difficulties. Scuzzy is motioning to me, but I cannot read.
Are you there, Dirt Girl?
I'm here.
Oh, we can barely hear you.
We can
talk loud. Dirt Girl! Are you in Mexico?
No.
Are you in Spain?
I'm in my gypsy wagon.
Oh, in your gypsy wagon. Is the window fixed? Can everyone else out there hear? Of course, you can't call in at the same time. I wonder. Okay, mute, unmute. I'm so concerned because we have Dirt Girl on the line. Okay, why don't you hang up and then try back. And if someone can give us a call and tell us if you can hear her louder than we can, we just cannot hear her in our headphones. So it's
come back in 5 minutes.
Okay, thank you, Dirt Girl.
Have fun, everyone.
Okay. So once again, we are technically challenged, so we're going to just tune up the music here a little bit, and if you all heard Dirt Girl at a reasonable volume, could someone give us a call down here at 468-365-56? No, it's very hard to monitor. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay, folks, thanks for your reports. I guess we couldn't hear Dirt Girl, and we're still looking at this little system here. And waiting for Dirt Girl to call back, because we're going to try something different and see if that works, you know. It's all about evolution.
I hope she's not evolving before our very eyes.
I hope so. I hope not.
I read a lot of Scientific Frontier magazine.
And I'm a little concerned. I really am concerned.
About me or Dirt Girl?
Dirt Girl. Oh, here we go. No, the red light. There we go. I press C's.
Oh, I hope we can hear her. Oh.
Hello? Hello? You're on the air, I think. Hello? Yes. Is it better? Hold on. Oh, I can hardly hear.
You sound so far away, Dirt Girl. You sound like you're in France.
Really? I can hear you.
Okay, well, our phone system, this is working out bugs at night. You haven't gotten pulled over yet. Okay, well, that's good to know. Okay, whatever you said, I say okay too, because I can barely hear you.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Now we can hear.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, we got it going on. Oh, tell us, Dirt Girl.
Where were you, Dirt Girl? You sounded like you were in France for a minute. Well, okay. Gypsies go to France sometimes, I think.
She's wandering, she says.
My house on wheels.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Did you get your back window fixed on your house on wheels?
No, I don't live in my truck.
Oh. You have a truck and a house on wheels?
Right.
That's a pretty affluent gypsy, if you ask me.
Yeah. Rich girl.
I guess so.
Rich. I think you're fine, because, like, if you were driving a convertible,
right,
you'd be stellar.
Maybe I should rip off the roof.
Maybe so.
It's the season, you know.
I did make it through the lightning storm, too, and the inside of the truck didn't get very wet.
Well, that's a bonus. That's a bonus. You're getting air and, and the adventure, and your
well, that's perfect. You're a Dirt Girl.
Like a real farmer.
All right. So it was just kind of meant to be, so
I
you
think
could
so.
Experience more of our wonderful universe.
True, I'm getting more.
You can always like invest some time in this and make a project out of it. You could make a. Is it going to be stained glass?
No. That would be cool. I don't know. Visibility might be kind of weird.
Maybe.
So your sweetie is going to make this window. Now that, from Guaymas, that says a good thing about off-island dating.
Not true.
I mean, poor Jezebel Carhart.
Really?
Scuzzy? Can you speak for the men of Lope?
Speak for island men?
I guess not.
I can speak for the island men if you want me to.
Okay, go.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. How come they wouldn't cut her out a glass window? And she has, she has to have a sweetie all the way over on Guaymas.
Two fairies to
get... some guy.
I really am a
to cut glass window.
What does a covered wagon rate go for on the Washington State ferries these days? But how much does a covered wagon cost on the Washington State ferries these days? Oh, yeah?
How many teams of
horses
do you have?
I gotcha.
Mmm. I see.
And how many do you have? How much does it cost for you to get your whole gypsy caravan to Guaymas? Holy crap.
That's a lot of money these days.
That's a lot of gypsy money.
Plus, this gypsy just went down to Oregon, and it only cost me, let's see, about $200 in gas back and forth. And seriously, well, maybe less than that, but at least $150, which used to get me like all the way down to Southern California and back.
It's all about electricity now, Blue. You gotta get electric wheels.
I know. It's true.
Then you'll have a whole another system for me to analyze.
Yes. You take care of all my tech needs. So, thank you, Dirt Girl, for calling in, and we actually got your voice on the air.
We're so happy you're safe.
Yes, and we're so happy. Because we... Okay. We would like Jezebel Carhart to call us because she's had some woes beyond the lipstick husband in the barn. Oh, I think someone's trying to call in, actually. There must be call waiting here. All right. All right.
Good night. Hey, girl.
Bye. Okay, so we'll hang up this call and pull up some music.
Oh!
Maybe some music. Okay, hold on. Okay, so we had a success with Dirt Girl on the phone, and we're still experimenting because we're still not quite sure exactly what we did. Did we press C's, then PGM, then Q, then move the slider up? We can't remember now.
Sliders are fun.
They are fun. So if anyone else wants to call in with their alter ego or some other kind of ego... Give us a call down here at 468-3656, and we'll try again to figure out how to put you on the air. Advice, whatever you want, we'll deliver. Thank you. Okay, we are way confused here at Studio K because we could hear Dirt Girl loud and clear in our headphones, but now we have a report that she was not heard hardly at all. We're so confused.
Lots of good conversation missed.
I know. So, well, there again, we were talking to ourselves. So, we don't want to keep talking to ourselves. So, if you could, or anyone could, call in down here at 468-3-
We're desperate.
656. Speak for yourself, Scuzzy.
That's mean.
Well, you deserve to, somewhat.
Just because my tech support isn't panning out.
I know.
My general form of tech support is to use a hammer.
That is one of my trusted tools in my toolbox. Well, if you need tech advice, tech support, any kind of question, just throw it at us. We're ready. And we'll take your calls at 468-3656. Please tell us you're awake and not sleeping.
It's only Monday night. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday night. Okay.
It's early in the week.
It is early in the week. So let's see what else is here in the sheriff's report. But this is a couple weeks old now, I believe.
It's okay. It's still entertaining.
It is entertaining.
Zoofishes.
I know.
Ooh, what does Street Talk say?
Oh, here we go. Oh, it's even more exciting over on Orcas Island. An Orcas Island woman vowed that she would keep her parrot inside after a neighbor near her on Snowberry Lane home.
We have one of those over here, too.
Snowberry Lane, I know.
Yeah.
We do.
Copycat.
Maybe they met Lopez Island. Maybe they're trying to keep the identity a secret. So this Orcas Island woman vowed that she would keep her parrot inside after a neighbor near her complained about its prolonged and incessant daytime squawking.
Squawking. I can relate.
I'm sure you can. She was warned an infraction of public nuisance laws and a 75 fine could follow if authorities received future complaints about the bird. I wonder what she did.
I would have roasted it up with some carrots and turnips and a nice balsamic reduction. A little chicory stuffing. Some celery.
That would have made him a nice meal. You wouldn't have been a good... It's kind of how I feel about the chickens next door to me. Honestly. They were eating my chips in my backyard today.
Your chips?
Yeah, my chips.
What kind of chips?
Like fir and cedar chips.
Like wood chips?
Like wood chips. This is what these chickens were eating.
Sounds like they are seriously lacking some roughage in their diet.
Something. But they may become part of my diet soon if something doesn't happen. Quickly. So here we are, the Dead Air Gypsies, and we have about 5 minutes left. You might be glad of that, I'm not sure. But you can call us down here at 468-3656. We'll take your questions and your calls and whatever else. So give us a call. Please.
Please. We'll be right back.
Okay, folks, we have a little more than 5 minutes left, but we need a little pick-me-up here in the studio, Studio K, because no one's calling us in and we're a little depressed. So, oops, I guess I started that track a little bit too soon. It's a political year, so here we go. Words from JFK.
The trumpet summons us again.
The trumpet summons us again.
Not as a call to bear arms.
Not as a call to bear arms.
Though arms we need.
Though arms we need.
Not as a call to battle.
Not as a call to battle.
Though in battle we are.
Though in battle we are.
But a call to bear the burden.
But a call to bear the burden.
Of a long.
Of a long.
Twilight struggle.
Twilight struggle.
Year in, year out.
Year in, year out.
Rejoicing in hope.
Rejoicing in hope.
Patient in tribulation.
Patient in tribulation.
A struggle against.
A struggle against.
The common enemies of man.
The common enemies of man.
Tyranny.
Tyranny.
Poverty.
Poverty.
Tyranny.
Tyranny.
Poverty.
Poverty. Tyranny. Poverty. Tyranny. Poverty. Disease and war. So the trumpet summons us again. Not as a call to bear arms. Though arms we need. Not as a call to battle. Though in battle we are.
Words in Wisdom from JFK. Hey folks, this is KLOI LP, Lopez Island, Washington, 102.9 FM. It's 10 o'clock straight up here, and we think we're going to head out. We're kind of missing our third person here, Dirt Girl, and we're feeling a little lonely because no one's calling us. So we think it's time to just...
Time to hit make like a cow pie and hit the dusty trail.
Yeah. So, but we, in you know, the last week when we were heading out, we didn't quite have a closing finale, but in the last 2 weeks, we've been working hard at one, and I got one all queued up here.
I'm so excited.
I know. So, catch us again sometime when Dirt Girl is in the house and maybe Jezebel Carhart and whatever other alter egos there are out there on Lopez. We really welcome you to join us. This is not a closed group.
I wish Missile Red Tree would show up.
I know. Missile Red Tree. She is definitely a dead air gypsy. So you can call here at 468-3656 if you're feeling like you would like to be a gypsy sometime. And but as I said, we're going to leave you now. But we've got a little closing thing here for you. Once again, you've been listening to the Dead Air Gypsies. Thanks for listening and bearing with us because we're an act. Trying to get our act together.
Opa!
Now where would you like to go?
Well, Lady in Blue, I'm sleepy, and I'd like to go home, please.
All right. After such a long journey, there really is no place like home. Mid pleasures and palaces, though I may
there's no place like home. Children all over the world, good night. God bless you.
Good night, Lady in Blue.
Good night from the Dead Air Gypsies. There is no place like home, and that's where we're heading right now. So we'll catch you all later. Thanks a lot.
Bye.